John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This is a story that we've covered a lot in the last 9 months, and it just seems like more and more pieces of the story just come out to the public, and it just shows us that there's a lot of waste out there and perhaps a lot of folks using bridge cards and other types of help when they really don't need it or they shouldn't qualify.
I think that's a fair conclusion. How the extent of the problem is a little bit hard to pin down because it's even DHS admits that it really doesn't know. I mean, there are all so many aspects of it that it's kind of a moving target. But it's clear that it's something that obviously the taxpaying public doesn't like. You got a situation where you've got working people out there, the so-called working poor who are doing their best to make ends meet, who would never consider spending their, limited resources on things like, lottery tickets and, tobacco and alcohol, and yet their tax dollars are going to buy it for somebody who's not working. And I think that's really that's the straw that's breaking the camel's back here, so to speak.
Talk about the opinion from Janet in East Lansing, who taught at the college level for 25 years.
Yeah, and she claims that that the food assistance program abuse is just as you said, a drop in the that there are all sorts of things going on with students that are costing taxpayers money that are fraudulent, that are not deserved. She talks about Pell Grants and other sort of assistance that students who don't really deserve it and aren't really even students are getting it. So that's a whole other aspect that she says it would take me and a whole team of investigative reporters to get to the bottom of it. So I don't know.
A couple of the emails and letters that you received talked about how some people feel that the college is a privilege and you need to earn that privilege, and it shouldn't be something that just is an easy thing to accomplish.
I don't know. I'm sure you experienced the same thing that when you were in college as I did, that, you expected to be poor. You expected to be broke. You knew that it was a temporary situation, that, and eventually the investment would, pay dividends with a decent job and a better life. But my friends in college would never have thought of applying for public assistance. It just wasn't on our radar.
And it's kind of interesting if you look at it from the ethical or moral angle, that should lead you to think, maybe someone else really needs this and I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it's, I don't know. I hate to make some blanket statement about, a general erosion of, morality or ethics. Maybe it's just, maybe it's just a different sort of mindset in this culture that, if something's there, I need to grab it, as opposed to, stepping aside and letting it go to somebody who's actually needy. That's the whole point of public assistance, is for people who are needy, not necessarily for, college students that want to, spend their money from home on entertainment and use their food assistance to buy junk food. So I don't know.
So what does John Schneider write about on Election Day?
Well, we're gonna talk about that. There are so many people covering the election that I might just be here tomorrow to tie up any loose ends in terms of actual, while the election's going on, there's still a lot of other news. The criminals don't take a break and et cetera, et cetera. And so I might just be here as a reporter. We'll see.
All right. I got an email someone sent me. I don't know why she sent it to me as opposed to someone at the Lansing State Journal. But apparently on 2B of today's Lansing State Journal, there's a Snyder-Bonero story.
Uh-huh.
And her complaint was that they used an old, tired-looking photo of Mr. Snyder, and Verge has a more smiley, younger photo in it, and that shows biased.
That's hard to hard to make a case for that since we endorsed Snyder on our editorial page.
Well, I tried to explain to her that I have no power whatsoever. I couldn't even get in the Lansing State Journal to sweep the floors right now.
I get the same thing. People call me and say, you know, you need to get the radio station or you need to get the TV station to quit doing this or to start doing that. And, you know, sorry, I've got no influence that way.
All right, John, thanks so much. Once again, that story, Bridge Card Fraud, just the tip of the iceberg, that's in today's Lansing State Journal. Check it out with John Schneider. Take care, John.
You too, Tony.